206. The spinal cord operation. There was a lecture given at a medical school on a spinal cord operation. The professor began. In order to have a speedy but safe operation, one must speculate on the entire spectrum of possible problems. As you can see, pointing to the open cadaver, this section of the spine is located near the spleen. It is necessary to use this spherical instrument to avoid contact between them. If any spiny spinal fragments disturb the spleen during the operation, the spleen may split open and the patient may begin to spew. The professor placed the sphere-like object into the cadaver and continued. Now I shall take out the spiny fragments with this spindly little instrument. The professor held a long, thin instrument in his hands. He put it spinning into the cadaver. As he applied the instrument, little spiral shavings of spinal bone spilled out from the cadaver. The professor said, "Splendid! The spiny fragments have been removed, and all that is left is the cleanup and close. I am quite pleased with this procedure. The splendor of it is its simplicity. All that we must do is consider which problems from the entire spectra of problems that may arise, such as that of the spleen." The professor, quite happy with himself, felt a spiritual uplifting as he descended the platform. He said to his assistant, "Be sure to splash some preservative on the cadaver with a sponge, so as to avoid spoilage. We certainly don't want him to spoil."